In the world of herbalism, there are certain herbs that are used for maybe one or two functions, maybe even a single function. Maybe there are certain herbs I'm familiar with here that are just used for snake bite. They're not used for anything else. There are other herbs, though, that have very broad use. I mean, they actually are used to treat a very broad number of conditions and do so very effectively. Ajo is one of those herbs, but another is sangre de drago. It's the sap of a tree. Here's a bottle. Bottle of it. This is our 8-fluid-ounce bottle. A couple different species. Ours is Croton la cherry. And I can tell you from personal experience having with the time that I've spent in the Amazon jungle, it is used for a wide variety of different conditions. It's used to treat burns, it's used for wound healing, scar prevention. It's particularly highly regarded by the women of the tribe because it's not only effective for urinary tract infections, things like cystitis, but it's good for a menstrual cramp regulation and for actually treating cramps. All of this is discussed on my Sangre de Drago page, which I've had up since 2008, I believe. You can find that at altcancer.com/articles/sangre, sangre.htm. It's amazing the number of things that it does. I quote a professor at the medical school at the University of Calgary in Canada saying, there will be a day in North America where every medicine cabinet has sangre de drago. Well, that would be the case if we weren't swimming in huge oceans of medical propaganda, but it's really, really beneficial for so many different things. It has so many uses. If you have any kind of intestinal disorder, for a wide variety of intestinal disorders, it's very effective, and you use so very little of it. One thing I want to note is one of the things we've encountered, there's a way to take Ecuador is the largest banana exporter in the world. There's a way to take a part of the banana and cook it and use a red dry and create something that actually looks just like sangre. So, yeah, you have fraud even in the alternative market. You've got a lot of fake sangre out there because this is difficult to harvest. It's the sap of a tree, and it's not widely distributed either. It's not like you can find it everywhere. It's in just certain parts of the Amazon. That's something that concerns us because obviously this is kind of an application of Gresham's law. You know, the influx of the bad drives out the good. So if you're one of those few that actually tried some sangre and weren't impressed with it, maybe because you got the fake, you got a fake material that costs a fraction of the money to produce as it does to harvest and to bring to market the real genuine article. So please read my Sangre de Drago article. It's again one of those few botanical materials. It just has a miraculous number of uses and benefits. I'm going to show you something miraculous about this material. This is how I use it. When I have a burn or a cut, I'm going to remove the insert, the protective insert. Love the smell of this stuff. Maybe not everyone would, but as an herbalist, it's so exotic. Okay, so you need very little of this to be effective. When I personally have a cut or a burn, I'll just take a very small amount of it, like maybe that much, no more. And what you'll see is, if you take your finger and you go back and forth really fast with a few drops of this, what Sangre de Drago does is it forms a protective plant-based latex coating over the area. I love this so much. You can see it. It's like a light film, light latex covering that covers and protects the area. That's all there is to it. So easy to use, and you use so little of it.